The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Good morning. Well, it's not good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning. Good morning for us. And we are disaster zones over here at Two Teas in a Pod. I mean, we obviously can't talk about it, but as I'm sure you saw by the pictures, Tam had a busy day yesterday.
A busy day. And I'm freaking exhausted. Got home. There might have been some tequila shots. Got home pretty late last night and then couldn't go to sleep because my mind was just buzzing. So then went to bed, finally got up at 4 a.m. because I had to watch a couple Housewives shows because I haven't had time. And that was Beverly Hills and Salt Lake City, which neither one of them disappointed.
No, neither one disappointed. And in honor of last night's repeated shirt offender, we have decided to wear our own.
Jesus, fix it. Fix it with Kathy and Kyle.
And love.
Love. Oh, you look like, was Kathy's shirt say love or peace?
No, her said peace.
Peace.
Both times that she wore it, it said peace. Okay. So
it's so funny that she was so happy with herself about wearing that shirt again. I'm here for peace. It's peace.
But before we get into any Housewife headlines or, recaps, let's do our Insta Q&As. Oh, this one is kind of interesting. Why don't any of the housewives wear seatbelts? Have you noticed this, that a lot when they're in the cars, they don't have seatbelts on?
Well, I can speak for myself. A lot of times you pull up, like I'll take it for instance, I'd pull up to Cut Fitness and I go inside and I talk to the producers and they're like, okay, we need to drive up. So you get back in your car and you drive up and then it's a 2-second drive and you don't think about putting your seatbelt on. I got very mindful of it because I did get called out once. Like, I have to wear my seatbelt in my car and my car won't start freaking dinging, you know,
yeah.
The censor. So I think that's why. I do say in the back, if I'm being driven around, I have a really good driver this year, and he always tells me, Tamara, Donald tells me, Tamara, is your seatbelt on? And I said, oh, thank you, Donald. And I put my seatbelt on. But in the back seat, I'm really bad about it.
I know. And I think also a lot of times, yes, you're correct, 1,000,000% about the drive up. They always want to see you getting out of the car. I don't know why, because most times
and
they never even show it.
I know.
But a lot of people don't want it to wrinkle whatever high end fancy outfit they have on. So yeah,
I don't really have a problem with that one.
Well, I mean, me neither.
But I see that, like, sometimes, like, depending on what you wear, if it wrinkles really bad. But I personally can't drive my car without my seatbelt on.
I personally can't drive, so it,
yeah, I know. We need to work on that.
I drove yesterday. I drove, you know,
how far?
A mile.
Mm. So you actually could have walked.
I could have. The only reason I didn't walk is because I had a lot of things in the car that I needed to drop somewhere. So
why do you have a car if you never drive?
Because, like, this is gonna sound so nuts. I can drive on Wednesdays.
Shh! Don't even continue. You can drive on Wednesdays?
Wednesday. It's like part of, I think it's part of my OCD, but like Wednesdays is a good driving day. Saturday is a good driving day. It's just something.
Saturday's the busiest day of the week.
I know, but at eight, I think because I can ultimately drive to the barn. So Wednesday and Saturday mornings, I drive slate to the barn.
Well, what happens if you get wild and drive on a Tuesday?
I mean, I could drive. Well, see, I walk my kids to the bus. So, like, I don't have to really drive. I can walk to the grocery store. I work from home. Where do I need
to
drive?
Wait, you walk
to
the grocery store, then you're the one walking down the street with a cart?
No, I don't have the cart. I, like, go so often that I just have, like, the two bags. I'm like, and then all my things are in walking distance. The dermatologist, I don't have a need.
You're centrally located that you get to walk everywhere.
I'm centrally located.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Okay. The next question is, Teddy, would you have kept pressing Kathy like Rinna or stopped after her apology? My answer to that is it would have depended on what she said. But I also think my delivery is slightly different. What would you have done, Tam? Because you're always just so subtle in your delivery.
Oh, I'm so subtle in my delivery. I think that we're talking about the Rinna, Kathy.
At the fight, end.
Right? At the end. I mean, I think that she kept pushing it. And I think that there was a part of her that was doing it just for good TV. It's like, I'm not letting you off. And then it came across a little aggressive. I don't necessarily think that Lisa's message was bad, but her continuing to push makes her look bad. And I've had this happen to a million times. Like, I want to get my point across, and my point might be right. But if you're too aggressive in your point of view, you just look like a jerk. Yeah. And I felt like Lisa started to look like a jerk. She could have cut it off a little bit sooner.
Yeah. Like, I think at the beginning, you can see both sides. You can start to see.
Oh, I can see both sides. And I definitely think Kathy's hiding something. There's no doubt
for
in
sure.
my mind.
And I think that's what happened. Then, you know, this part we'll get into more. But whenever things happen off camera, that's always going to be problematic, which is part of the reason why I love Lisa Barlow so much, which is our next question is, who's your favorite from Salt Lake? Because she did what a housewife was supposed to do. She waited during the off season, did not apologize to Meredith off camera. Yeah. So we are coming in fresh to a new season, left off the reunion.
Right, right.
And you can feel that.
Smart. How long of a break did they have? Do you know?
Well, we've been podcasting all the way through their whole last season and their break. I would say maybe 2 months. But, oh, remember they started filming early because of the Jen Shah stuff.
Yeah, so they didn't have a lot of time in between. Like, some of these shows start filming immediately. Like, look at Atlanta. I don't know if it's true, but there's, you know, posts out there saying that they're already filming. And they've announced to, like, the new, you know, I don't know if it's a friend or a new housewife. And I'm like, they don't do that anywhere else.
Yeah. No, I think they just, they want to get right going. But I think it also, something to think about is when you are filming Housewives during BravoCon, a lot goes down at BravoCon. So, like, for you guys filming OC, for Atlanta, who's filming, for...
Do you know, I'm freaked out about that.
Yeah, because shit really goes down at
BravoCon.
Shit
goes down. And it's pretty crazy to think like we're going to all be away from cameras for 5 days or however long it is, and all in the same hotel, pretty much.
I know.
And it's, yeah, it's,
I know. I just got like my press schedule and all the different things. And I'm like, this is going to be intense. And if you guys haven't gotten tickets, make sure you still have time.
Yes.
But it, I feel like I just need to bring my own little handy cam and I'm just going to film.
Yes. Teddy Walters.
Teddy Walters
on location.
Like on location. When we go out to dinners or to parties or whatever, I'm just going to have my cam and just be like,
yep.
Because no one will even care. That's the problem. When you're in the middle of a BravoCon fight, people are like, whatever.
Yeah. It's going to be epic.
It's going to be good. But okay. Housewife headlines. Whew. Leslie Bedore posts she has filed for divorce with a photo with her daughter on the beach. She also posted on her Instagram stories. Her main caption says, I'm filing for divorce. While this is not what I have ever expected, it is what is best. I value myself and the happiness and well-being of my children. I am so grateful for a tremendous circle of friends and family who support me. Looking forward to a bright and happy future with my beautiful kiddos. Then on her story, she writes, I have a lot to share.
Yes.
And will one day. For now, I'm going to focus on spending all my free time with my amazing kiddos and laughing with my friends. I am so sure you're laughing up a storm.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
But do you think that I should have Leslie share on the pod with moi?
I don't want anything to do with it, but yeah, you can. It's really weird to me. Like, he filed for divorce and then she announced that he called it off.
But then there was conflicting views.
And somebody from the court said, no, that's never happened. But sometimes it takes 2 weeks to go public. So, and now she's filing for divorce. My question is, why the hell does she have a check next to her name?
Because of the first time around. Remember when she like lost it? I can't remember where
at Walmart.
It was. Was it at Walmart?
Yeah.
Where she like. I feel like she got a check mark somewhere around that time because
she's not a public anymore, whatever. So anyway, so she now is claiming that she filed for divorce, which is crazy, but then she has to go and talk about it. Like, why can't you, why are you talking about it? Why are you telling
because
everybody?
Because she must want to be on the show.
That's never going to happen. You mean the Housewives?
Yes.
Oh, that will never happen. That is never going to happen. But I do think possibility that she could be reaching out to Shannon soon. I think that's a possibility.
But also, I think she would probably come on and talk to us. But I, you know, there's a part of me. This is the hard thing with what we do.
She hates me. So,
well, I'm sure she hates me too. I probably, you know, most people do. It's a hate love. It's like hate sex. Like you can't help but listen to it, but you hate it. Okay. You got to get into the next one.
Oh my gosh. So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane's mansion sold for $7.5 million to pay back victims of husband Tom's embezzlement. So Radar Online broke the story. Erica Jane's one-time lavish mansion shared with her estranged husband Tom has been sold off as part of the lawyer's involuntary bankruptcy. RadarOnline.com has learned. According to the court documents, the trustee presiding over Girardi's Chapter 7 case has informed the court that buyers named Jun Tao and Ping Tao have put forth an offer for $7.5 million. Oh, that's a lot of money. In the new court filing, the trustees asked the judge to sign off on the deal and allow the proceeds to pay back a few of the many creditors. The home had initially been put on the market for $13 million. Holy crap. So it went for almost half as part of the bankruptcy in 2021. However, the trustees had been forced to slash the price several times over the course of several months. The asking price was lowered to $11.5 million, then down to $9.98 million, and then down to $8.9 million.
Yeah. Holy and crap. I mean, I
and
think
And then
that...
finally sold for $7.5. What a steal.
What, well, I think it's because the house really needed an upgrade.
Oh, you think?
Yes. So I think it just kept getting slashed, but also I think that all of their items were also auctioned off. I think
that's what I was going to ask. Like, did it sell with everything in it or everything was auctioned off?
No, I think it's two separate things, but then you go to wonder, you know, how much of this money will actually go to the victims and how much goes to lawyers and how
do we know if the house is paid off?
I don't know. I would have, well, it's in bankruptcy, so that.
Well, yeah, but isn't the bank going to get part of this money?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How much will actually go to the
victims? That's what I was wondering. If the house was paid off.
Oh, like if these people bought it straight out.
Yeah. And the house was like the Tom and Erica had paid cash for the house or something. And then now, like, is all that money going towards the victims? I would probably think not. I'm sure they had a mortgage on it. So part of it has to go to the bank as well.
But even if they owned it straight out, the people buying it now probably aren't buying it cash. I mean, who knows? We have no idea.
I don't know.
But yeah,
we don't know.
We do not know. Okay. Real Housewife of Salt Lake City star Heather Gay. I will never shut the door on Jen Shah. Full Today Show article here. Gay was hopeful about her relationship with Barlow during season 3. Heather says after the season 2 reunion, she and Barlow went to dinner together and Lisa bought a bottle of Vita tequila. Gay said she felt really hopeful that Lisa and I could get to a great place and really enjoy each other. Gay's hope didn't last long. As Gay told Today, I can tease that nothing changes about our relationship during season 3. She also shares that her relationship with Whitney Rose is deeply painful, which I think if you watch What Happens Live last night, you can see that there is a lot of bad blood there.
Between the cousins, huh?
Between the cousins. And then Gay said she betrayed everybody by writing her book. I didn't realize how deeply loyal I was to the faith I no longer believed in. And moreover, to my family and my friends who still deeply believed. I was trying to figure out how to tell my story honestly and could not betray everyone I love the most. Guess what happened? I couldn't figure it out. So I betrayed everybody and wrote the book. As a result, I'm proud of it.
Good. Okay.
And I stand behind every single word, and I wouldn't have taken the risk and challenged relationships with the people I love the most if it weren't true. And then final thing she said was she will never shut the door on Jen Shah. That's what a good friend does. Even if every cell in my body was like, something's not right. That's not what you do when your friends are in trouble. I wasn't supporting Jen and her innocence as much. I was just supporting Jen and her journey. If I'm going to be Jen's friend when she's up and queen and MVP, I'm going to be her friend when she's down pleading guilty and facing sentencing. I will never shut the door on Jen Shah, Gay continued.
Okay, so she's all right to betray her friends, but she's there for Jen Shah.
You mean she betray her family? Yeah.
But the betrayal is okay, but when it comes to Jen Shah, she's there to the end.
She is there to the end.
AKA, we need to have her on.
AKA, I am scared of Jen Shah and I ain't messing with her.
Yeah, right, exactly. that was interesting. Yeah. So Camille strikes again. This woman can't stop commenting on Beverly Hills Housewives, can she?
And then we have to point out that people will then say the same thing to me, like, Teddy, you're just as bad as, because I've made a comment about this before. And people are like,
this is a job. You get paid for it.
But like this, look at these notes, these chicken scratch notes. This is work. This isn't like a little whim. Like, and also Camille, once again, pointing out the obvious and pandering to the audience, but go ahead and read her
post.
Oh
my God. So Camille weighs in on our recent post. She says, Renna is a hypocrite. So Bravo Housewives posted, this is on Instagram or is this Twitter? I don't know.
I think it's Instagram. She's probably on Twitter too.
Okay. But. Extended a sneak peek. Kathy and Renna face off tonight on the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Follow Bravo Housewives, whatever. And then Camille put I can never say this word, hypocrisy.
You said it.
I know. I can never say it. The hypocrisy. And then it's pinned. Somehow they pinned it to the top, right?
Yeah,
and
so then, that more people would see it.
And then Camille goes, everyone has lost their temper on Housewives, especially if they have been pushed to limit, gaslight by some ladies.
But here's the thing. I get that everyone is pushed to their limit. However, in this moment when Kathy loses it, Kathy wasn't being pushed by any of the ladies. They weren't treating her terribly. So if we go back and look at the history of time when women have lost it, it's because things are hit. Like when you lost it in Ireland?
Yeah, I've lost it everywhere, all over the world.
But it was because somebody was coming at you.
I rarely lose it for no reason. Like I have to, there's gotta be a reason.
Like what Kathy was losing it over was a hectic work schedule or something happening about a drink, but like people weren't coming for her.
I'm still really royally confused on what really pushed over. It started with the tequila, like Rena not ordering the right tequila, and it just escalated from there, and it just never stopped.
And it just never stopped. But, you realize in this episode that the women didn't even realize she was losing it at Kimosabi.
No, I know.
So you're like, whoa.
Well, that's when she's like, Kyle's doing nothing. Kyle's oblivious to what is going on. She's like doing whatever she's doing. It's like, it's not like she's sitting there watching what Rena's drinking.
So, I mean, yes. Do I think everything was handled correctly in this episode? Absolutely not. But do I think you can do a parallel of women losing it on Housewives for absolutely no reason?
Yeah.
No.
It's just so difficult when things happen off camera and then you try to put the pieces together. The one thing that I am confused about is that Rena has a mouth. Like, she's the mouth of the show. And she will call everybody out and say how she feels in a sometimes an aggressive manner. Why has she not exposed? Like, at the very beginning, she's very, like, she didn't want to say what happened.
I mean, I think the same way that we can't always say what happens. We have bosses.
But she said, like, a lot was said about Kyle. You know, she said a lot about Kyle, but then I never really fully have heard, unless I missed it, what she said about Kyle.
Well, I think first, like, what I saw on this episode, at least, was Kyle was saying she didn't want to know because it would hurt her feelings too much. Or maybe I saw that on the Bravo after show or whatever those things are where you, like, sit next to somebody on those chairs. I forget what they're called. But Kyle says, like, I never wanted to know the extent because I don't want to have to live with that or it'll hurt my feelings too much, is what she said then. But I think that's what we're even in the episode.
Yeah.
Kyle says she doesn't want to know.
Okay. So that makes more sense. For sure.
But yeah, Camille's just, Camille, here's the thing. I don't even mind, like, if people are to tweet and they're not getting paid to tweet. But Camille, when she's actually in your face, has nothing to say.
Yeah.
She backpedals. So we all remember that. So. Ooh, this next one is Jen Shah tweets about Lisa Barlow. So last night on Watch What Happens Live, Andy asked Lisa Barlow and Whitney if they will keep in contact with Coach Shah and the kids if Jen goes to prison. And Lisa says, I don't really know Jen's kids, but I think they're doing great things. And if I see Coach, I'd be super nice to him. He's been great to me. And Whitney says, yeah, if her kids ever need anything, I would be there for her kids. I don't think they're necessarily in this moment saying anything bad. They're just pointing out the obvious. And then Jen Shah tweets, I don't want anyone looking after my kids that calls them the N-word at Lisa Barlow, hashtag watch what happens live, hashtag RHOSLC, hashtag NAACP.
When did that happen?
Lisa Barlow did this. We've never seen this happen.
Yeah. I mean, and I really hope Lisa did not say that.
I mean, we don't know. I would hope she wouldn't say it either.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Then there's right after the episode or whenever it was, there's an RHOBH deleted scene where Garcelle and Sutton call out the group's very obvious double standard. Garcelle says Erica and Kyle, Dorit and Kyle made up very quickly. Dorit says, Kyle and I, it's like two annoying sisters that fight and argue. And Sutton says, what's more surprising, how quickly the apologies are taken. Dorit defends herself. I do not have the heart to leave someone or not be there for someone. And then Crystal says, definitely a few people in this group protect each other at all cost. And they would hold none of each other accountable. And if they do something wrong, they get a slap on the hand. But with us, the wrath comes out and I'm sick of the double standard. Listen, yes. Do I think there's always double standards in Housewives? Yes.
Sure.
But it really depends on the person you're fighting with. If you see when Garcelle was having the issue with Erica recently, when she went on the reel and talked about it, immediately Garcelle said, I'm sorry. And Erica dropped it. Did she not?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Like, it really just depends. There's ways to shut down an argument and there's ways to exacerbate an argument.
Yeah, for sure. Woo. So Candy talks seating arrangement for the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion with Andy Cohen. She was shocked by the lineup where they were sitting. Was that because she was at the end?
Probably.
Just gonna say. Andy said because Sheree and Marlo had the most drama, they were sitting next to him, which is normal, right? Typical. Yeah. Candy agrees. Thank you for saying that. Says it's a seat for the people who've been in the most mess, says Drew and Sonia sitting next to each other was weird. And I think we talked about this on, you know, one of the reunions, saying it was weird for them to be sitting next to each other because her back was to her. You know,
yeah,
Drew
it was beyond.
It was a little weird. So I'm not going to disagree with what Candy has said.
Me either. Okay, let's take a little break and we'll come back and talk about Beverly Hills.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
We are back, and this is the episode before the finale. And I, you know.
Oh, so we only have one more episode of Beverly Hills. They're on like episode 20.
Episode 20.
That is a long season.
Long, long season. Okay. It starts out with Dorit and Kyle's FaceTime. Dorit says Rena left early and no one knew why. However, Crystal actually did know why. And then let's also point out the obvious that Kathy didn't come on the plane, but came in pretending all was okay. And, you know, that's the beginning scene. We realized that that wasn't really going to be addressed, and people were at this point going to pick where they wanted to lie on whatever happened off camera.
Now, what killed me in the very beginning was the little scene with her and her daughter.
I know.
10 minutes. And she's like, 3, 5, 4, 3. I'm like, oh my God.
Phoenix is going to be a star.
She is. She's already a little star.
Like, she knows how to ham it up. Get like, she a scene stealer every time.
Yeah. Funny.
She's really funny.
I think both the kids are like that, right?
Yeah. But Phoenix, Phoenix is just, I don't know. She's adorable. To me. Then that's when Kyle says she thinks it's maybe best she doesn't know how bad it actually was or what things were potentially said.
So was that their makeup scene? Because I kind of feel like when they were in, unless I missed something, when they were in Aspen, Dorit was really, you know, Team Erica, and kind of, like we said, she was playing both sides.
Well, I think that's just been her thing this entire season. I think they made up in Aspen when like she got ready, but like obviously they still haven't because we saw the Watch What Happens Live. I mean, they may have made up, but there's still some sort of tension because you saw.
That's what I thought, because of what happened on Watch What Happens Live. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think that everything's hunky dory.
I know. I got to give props to Erica. I love seeing my housewives with no makeup on.
I know.
At their, you know, when they're sad and upset, and a lot of housewives will not do that.
Well, I think she learned her lesson after that hiking scene from last year where she was crying and then didn't wipe the tears. And there was just the line.
Yeah. I mean, it was sad. It broke my heart. Erica says since moving out and filing for divorce, she has made therapy a regular thing. Her therapist tells her that she is not only at a loss of her husband, but also at a loss of who she thought he was. Erica talks about how she misses the Tom who made everyone feel good, but as sweet as he could be, he could flip. Yeah. So did you ever see him really flip? Or
I never really saw him. I think I met him one time. She had a Pretty Mess concert. I met him in the green room for 1 second, like not even, we weren't even introduced. And then the second time was at Erica's house where he came in and just like told stories about himself the entire time. And
interesting.
But then they do flashback scenes of where he is being, you know, dismissive of her. And I think that's why she quit bringing him around the group.
No, I would.
Like, wouldn't you be the same? Yeah. Like, if you're going to treat me like that on camera. But I mean, two other things came up while I was watching this scene, which the ancient MacBook Air was definitely not on the list of things to be sold. When I saw the computer, I was like, that's like my computer that never turns on. And did you recognize the therapist?
No, I didn't. But she was very glam in her Zoom. Who is it?
That's Dr. Jen. Well, I think Dr. Jen Mann. She used to be Dr. Jen Berman, who was on either Couples Therapy.
Okay. Remember that? She looked familiar.
Yes. And she has all these books. And I mean, I liked what she said and it made a lot of sense. But the first thing I noticed was like, she was on that train wreck reality show with like the hot mess couples. And I loved that show.
I think because in general, I don't even know if that's her real therapist. It could be, it could not be. But most therapists are not okay to go on to a reality show.
Yeah, unless they're like a
TV therapist. The guy's unless they're like the guy. No. Oh, yeah. Ken?
Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're Dr. Drew, you really don't want to.
Yeah. Unless you're a celebrity therapist, most of the time you want to keep a pretty low pro.
For sure.
Yeah. I definitely don't see my therapist wanting to make any kind of podcast. Candy.
Yeah.
She's like, I talked to you one hour. That's good enough, honey. And then this part really sunk into me was when Erica says, I want to believe it all got away from Tom, not that he orchestrated it this way. But like kind of the way she said it, like yeah. It was like eerie, and but it felt like a raw moment of it Erica did. Being afraid and changing her mindset to acceptance, like something.
I think we all forget about everything she's going through. It's not just these lawsuits, but she's lost her husband of 20 something years, her house, her security, all that stuff.
Her career, like her other side of her career, like,
yeah,
which I think that's where she found a lot of her happiness was through, you know, performing and doing all that. We never saw her perform once this season or anything.
I know. That's what I was thinking, if she was going to go back to it.
Well, I think it's expensive.
That's what I was going to say. It's got to be expensive.
And
it's got to be expensive.
I think also some things came out in this therapy appointment when you see the Dr. Jen saying, you know, this is a lot like your childhood where you weren't allowed to have a voice. And you know, those are little tidbits that like bring us into like things that we don't really know.
Like she's a human. She's got feelings, people. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, but she says it again, I'm going to say something that isn't popular. And she brings up the fact that, you know, she also is, you know, she's also a victim here, whatever it was that she actually said.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I wish you would leave it where it is. We know that part.
I know.
Let's leave it. Like, this is such a good moment where we actually see the softer side of you. Leave it.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's hard for her.
Yeah.
But she does have her Pretty Mess Hair pop-up shop.
Pretty Mess Hair pop-up shop.
Say that three times fast. Pretty Mess Hair pop-up shop.
And did you see who was there doing the press?
Lene. Is that her name? Yes. Yes, I know. When I saw that, I go, oh, okay. Yep. She's
so
there.
That particular People press magazine, person right? is, well, she used to be at People Magazine. I don't know where she is now.
No, she used to be at
Hollywood Life.
Hollywood Life. And then she went to People. Did she move again?
I don't know if she's free. I have no idea because it didn't say below People Magazine. That's the only reason I'm not sure where she is. But it's impossible to go to any event and her not be there,
right? She was there when we went on that hike that day.
I know. When we went up, we did like an ad for something and went on this hike.
We're like, hey, it's Lene.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey. And she's like, can I interview you for a second?
Yeah. remember she took Kyle over to the side and we're like, be careful.
We're like, and then we were trying to have a conversation on the hike and she kept getting closer and closer to us. And we're like, no. Do you mind? We're trying to gossip here and you're going to leak everything.
Yeah.
Like, get away.
Get away. Yeah.
So we had to stifle ourselves because
she is sweet. She's sweet. She's really nice.
To me. Yeah. She's nice, but
the pop-up shop. And then, you know what I love the most about the pop-up shop? When Lisa Rinna admitted that her outfit was rented.
Well, I don't think Lisa really thought they were going to get that part.
Well, obviously. And now my question, but does she rent all her clothes? Because you know what? Not a bad idea.
I'm jealous. I wish I knew about this. Then I wouldn't have to loan all my clothes to you so that I don't feel so guilty about buying them.
I will never borrow another piece of article from you again. You call
Why?
Me out because you call me out every time.
Well, no, it's good. I'm borrowing stuff from you. Are you kidding?
I know, I'm joking.
I already saw that the coral dress that you wore, and we can't talk about what it was, but not the long dress, but the other one. I think it was a suit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The short suit.
That I'm going to need that.
Yeah, of course. I want to know if you can find out where she rents from, because there's Rent the Runway, but they don't really have a lot
that,
of...
Not stuff like that.
Not like stuff like that. It's not high end, but Rent the Runway. I have rented a dress for opening titles once from Rent the Runway because I needed a specific color, da-da-da-da, and they had it. I'm like, what the hell?
My guess is by rent, she probably means she pays a stylist and the stylist borrows. And then she, you know, like if you pay a stylist fee, like the high end stylist, they can get the, I don't know. I mean,
but that's borrowed. She said, she clearly said rent. So I went online and I said, well, what the hell? So I put rent high end clothes. And of course, there's a few websites out there that do it, but then I started to get into it. Then you got to put all your information. I'm like, I can't do this right now. So I'm definitely going to look into it.
Yeah.
I am so sick of buying clothes.
I believe me.
And you know me, I'd rather just be in sweats.
Me too.
I mean, I even have my Christmas pajamas on right now.
Yeah. I have my my UGG slippers and like my workout pants. I still need to shower for my workout this morning. Like this is lovely. And Dorit at the moment looked like a Bratz doll, like a preteen with the braids in the front.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. She kind of did. But I love that Rena once again walks in with, you know, a wig.
And they're like, oh,
is that like, you know, she didn't come with her own hair. She came with a wig. Again, not supporting your friend's business. First it was tequila and now it's the wigs.
But I love that Crystal has to bring, like, Crystal, you know, that's a wig. You know what, we all know what Rena's hair looks like.
Yeah, she's so, pointing out the obvious.
And then she's like, oh, is that the extensions? Like, oh my gosh. And then I have to say, I really liked Sutton this episode. Her saying that she, when her and Erica were making the joke back and forth about Sutton saying she was probably not going to come. And then Erica says, Sutton rose above my petty ass. And then Sutton says, I want Erica to beat this and succeed. And I hope by showing up.
She was very sweet. I love Sutton. I have a very soft spot in my heart for Sutton. I thought it was really cute.
And then in a not shocking turn of events, Diana gets another celebrity FaceTime, this time from Elton John.
I know. So my question to you is, who is the most famous FaceTime we've seen? It's got to be Elton John, right? On a housewife show.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I mean, did they come more famous than Elton John?
Was Lady Gaga on Beverly Hills one season? Or did they just do the music video?
No, they did a music video. And then we had, who was at the Atlanta? Cardi B?
I can't remember. But I mean, I think that's just, you know, Diana's reminding. And then... Dorit is moving story along this episode. She starts saying, Dorit says Kathy called her and pretty much admitted her behavior and isn't proud of it. And then it's more about Kyle than anyone else. And then everybody kind of agrees that they said Kathy is coming to this event. Even Erica says, well, I never heard she wasn't coming, and Garcelle let me know she wasn't coming. So once again, things are not clear with Kathy.
Right.
Then Rena says, did Kathy try to silence me? Is it veiled threats? You know, I don't do well with those. And she reads the text, the no bueno instead of no bueno.
Yeah.
Dorit says that she took ownership and then went on Instagram Live and lied.
Yeah, that was
that
like,
flashback. Was
that was like, oh, shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I mean, I
think that's where this is getting tricky, and you can tell that
it's tricky and confusing. It really is.
You can tell that production is involved in this, and the problem is production was not involved in what actually happened. So now they're trying to pick up the pieces and
give
us
the hardest thing ever for them to do. On any show is if stuff happens off camera and it becomes a big storyline, they're scrambling to try to make sense of it. So it's either like, you know, don't talk off camera, don't be together off camera, because then these things won't happen. But that's not always how it happens.
When you're staying in a house. And I've read all these things that people thought that production was lying and that cameras are actually up all the time in the houses. No. Guys, they are not. This isn't Celebrity Big Brother. Like,
but Ultimate Girls Trip, they are.
Ultimate Girls Trip, they're up 20. That's why you saw those like late night things in the kitchen.
Oh, did you see October 14th? They are going to air the Ultimate Girls Trip for the one that I was on.
Oh, season 2. I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, on Bravo. So it was on Peacock. So now, you guys, if you didn't have Peacock and you didn't get to see it, you'll be able to see Ultimate Girls Trip 2 on Bravo. So that's pretty exciting.
It's so good, you guys.
I get to relive that one again.
Well, you were great. I mean, you were very lovable.
I know.
I mean, but, you know, as everybody says, I'm biased.
You are.
But I mean, you know, good news for you. When I'm having to recap you, I'll probably be the same because.
Oh boy. Okay. No, I give you full permission to call me an asshole.
I will. I mean, but we do that now.
There's going to be a lot of moments.
Oh, no. Really? Mm-hmm. Yep. They're happy to have you back. And then Dorit explains to the group how it comes out that it was about Billie Jean. And guys, for those of y'all that trolled me, I hate to say it.
You were right.
But I told you so.
I told you so. Billie Jean.
Oh, no. Not my...
We're not allowed.
As Crystal would say,
well, I'm not
she knows that it's problematic to request Michael Jackson right now. But what is she? A millennial?
A millennial. Okay. I didn't know that it was problematic. I mean, I know that there's been stories about what went down, but he, I mean, he's kind of
iconic. It's just another one of those things. Like it's, we don't know the backstory of Michael Jackson, but just of course, Crystal's got to just, it's everything to just show that.
I just want to see that moral compass every single time. I just want to see Kathy dancing to Billie Jean. That's what I want to see.
Oh my gosh. Is
that the conga line? Billie Jean. It's not mine.
But then Diana goes on and says that she paid them off for $200 and that Kathy should know better, that you got to pay people off. And, you know, I was like, this conversation's going downhill fast. But then Cherie says when she got to the hat shop, Kathy was shaking. She was so upset. And then
she was at the hat shop, that was about the tequila. That's why she was shaking.
Yes, remember she was so mad about the tequila. But then
why is that so shakeable? Big deal.
I think ultimately, if I were to guess, and let's just remember, anything I say here is my opinion.
Yes,
I don't think she's ever been forced to do one of those trips where she has to go and participate in all of the things. Housewife trips are brutal.
Yeah, they are.
They are brutal. So, and she wasn't even participating in 50% of them. But if you're actually full in, you are nonstop. And I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. But what do you think about the comment when Rena said that she thinks that Kathy is jealous of the Kardashians?
Well, I mean, I
think that's really true. Like, what do you have to be jealous about?
Well, I mean, because Chris is as famous, is almost as famous as her daughters, I'm guessing.
Do you feel like, maybe, but do you feel like Kathy, that's her goal, to be super famous?
Well, do you come on a reality television show if you don't want to be famous?
Well, she's kind of not really on a reality television show. She just doesn't even know where she's at. She's like, well, what? We're filming? I didn't know that.
You think that's all natural?
I don't know her. I met her one time at Craig's with Nikki and they came up and said hi. And that's my extent of knowing her.
Yeah.
But on the show, you know, I just watching as a viewer, I don't have any insight. I feel like she just doesn't know where she's at, you know, and how she got there. But
right.
Obviously I don't know everything.
I mean, I think that people show what they want to be seen on a show. But I don't think that there's a person that goes on a reality television show that isn't craving fame or money.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from actual experience of saying yes to something that my family was like, absolutely not. Do not go on that show.
Okay. So do you think that the problem is that Kim was Paris's friend and Kim got famous hanging out with her when Kim's sex tape was released? Do you think that has something to do with it?
I don't think so. I think there's just so much. I personally, if I were to guess, I think that Kris Jenner.
That's a good one. I like that.
Kris Jenner is just like the mecca of momagers and money. And every single one of her daughters has these huge businesses. And I don't know if she's necessarily jealous, but I think that's, if it was coming from somebody other than Rena and it was said with different inflection, it would be considered shade.
Yeah. But I think that we should call each other Tedra now. Tedra. Hey, Tedra.
Tedra.
It's the Tedra show.
And then Dorit asks if it goes further than Kyle. And you see Rena say, I can't speak any further than that. There was a barrage of, I can't believe I have to be around them. This is my show. I will ruin Kyle's life. NBC is protecting me. And then that's when they do the flashback of Crystal and she says, they say, who do you believe? And they actually break it. So you hear production ask her.
Yeah.
And you know, we all know she saw the beginning of the breakdown happen at the club. She's like, I believe Kathy. I'm like, if you were Pinocchio, you'd shatter the camera. Like, boom! Like, boom! Like, it's fine. Protect your friends. Do whatever.
Yeah, but, like, but you know, not everybody can agree on these housewife shows. If everybody agreed, then we wouldn't have a show.
But I think there's a way to say, to get, if you're trying to prove your point and protect your person without 1,000,000% calling somebody else a liar.
I can't believe that they said, like, actually said, like, Bravo and NBC.
I think it's the only way they could get around.
I think, yeah, it had to have been because, you know, you didn't really like breaking the fourth wall a lot and talking about the network. And that to me was a little shocking.
Yeah, I think that's what happens when things happen off camera. And I think ultimately the extent of what happened is why it's, you know, we are where we are right now.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all-new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
But how do you feel about Kathy's apology to Kyle? Were you okay with that?
Well, I think when Kathy comes into the house, I mean, she's obviously coming in, you know, she rips a flower off when she arrives and she's wearing the same piece shirt she wore in Aspen.
I almost died and fell off my chair when she ripped the flower out of her flower pot.
And then she's like, I come in peace from the Ponderosa and Cartwright. I'm like, what the hell was that?
That was bizarre.
Yeah.
And then when she left, she did the same thing. Oh, Kyle, I love these flowers.
Yeah, I think it goes back to, and you could see her personality actually shift. Like when you could tell, like, I don't necessarily have the ability to shift myself if I'm annoyed or if I'm upset or if I'm going to cry or I'm going to yell.
Yeah,
it is what it is. I can't go back and forth that quickly. So I think that's where we see that she is aware of what she's doing.
But I thought it was hilarious though. I'm like, oh my God, this woman so oblivious to what is going on. Oh, look at these flowers, Kyle. They're beautiful. I can see her grabbing the whole pot, taking it home.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the apology originally when it was to Kyle was,
I was happy with it. And then Renna came in and it's like a tornado.
But even before it happened, I mean, you could see like she's taking ownership for saying, you know, awful things.
Yeah.
But then also still saying things that you know are going to probably hurt.
Would you say prior to the reunion filming, because I can imagine the reunion is probably horrible on both of them, Kathy and Kyle, did they come to a place where they were okay in their relationship?
I don't know. You know? But
I can't imagine, because, you know, doing the reunion a couple of weeks ago, they had to have brought up all that crap. And it's
and also after seeing this. And yeah, I do think it's hard. I can't imagine it being family, because, of course, you want to protect your family and you want to. But you also, you know, that, you know, there are things being talked about. And I think it's only going to get worse as we see for the scenes for next week. But you start to already see Kathy start to say things like, oh, I didn't like the jokes being made about me with my clothes, or, you know, those kind of things.
That was weird to me.
And that's why she was screaming and seeing red at the club. And Kathy mostly sort of said what she said at the house, says two glasses of wine in altitude. And
I felt like those were excuses though.
That's what I'm saying. So there's parts of the apology to Kyle that I really like when. And you can see Kyle's like breaking down. And when she says that mom would be proud of you and I'm proud of you, like Kyle needs to hear those things. I mean, what I think we forget is both of their parents have passed.
Right. That's hard. It's hard. And their family. At the end of the day, their family. You don't want to do this on national TV with your family. I definitely wouldn't.
And I think what she says is like, I mean, we have to remember and flash back to like the tumultuous years that they've had in the past.
Yeah,
that we've seen play out on the press. And so I think every time you forgive somebody, whether it's your husband, your sister, your friend, whomever, it just is another like.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So it has to add up. But then Kyle tells her that Renna is on the way over. And that's when she says, you know, Kathy, you've got to, you know, really take ownership because they're trained assassins.
I don't know how I completely feel about Renna's conversation with Kathy. I felt like she did more damage in that situation than good. Like I said earlier, I know where she's coming from, but I felt like they just got to a place where, you know, they were hugging it out, they were crying. And then she came in and was just poke, 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 and just made things. I mean, it made great TV, but, you know, it's hard for me after how Renna's acted this entire season to look at Kathy and said, Kathy, you're not going to get away with this.
Yeah. I mean,
and that to me was like, ooh, if it would have came from anybody else. Anybody. If it would have come from Dorit or anybody, people would probably like agree.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if it came from Garcelle or Sutton.
Yeah. It would have been different. It would have been different. Yeah.
But I think what we have to remember going into this, and this isn't me having Rinna's back. It's just me pointing it out. Rinna didn't leave the club because she had it out for Kathy. She left the club because she wanted to protect Kathy from strangers seeing her have a meltdown on her sister in the club.
So the meltdown started in the club.
In the club. That's and what she was saying. She raging at Kyle and other people. That's when Diana said she paid off the guy and Bob, you know, all of that happened at the club. So Rinna wasn't, remember, this is off camera. So we can say as much as you want, but Rinna wasn't trying to create a scene moment in the moment of taking her out of the club. She's simply saying the same way she took Erica out.
Right.
When Erica was
I get it. Like, I do see both sides, but unfortunately, when you've had so many bad moments all season long, it just falls flat. It doesn't, it falls like, oh, you're just being mean again.
Yeah. And I mean, cause this part was still pretty good. Like, Kathy apologized to Rinna and says she's really sensitive because of her mom. Then Kathy says, I don't have a temper. And then Rinna says, well, what would you call this? And Kathy says, losing my temper. And then this is where I feel like it gets a little tricky. Rinna says, I think you may need help. And Kathy said, I think you can be very unkind too. And then Kathy says, a friend of mine has cancer, and it starts crying. And Rinna says, I understand the pain. And then you can just see them back and forth. And you see two highly emotional people that right now are keeping their shit together, starting to trigger one another.
Yeah.
And then they flash back to Rinna getting, you know, smashing the glass on Kim and doing all that. So then people in their minds are going, well, yeah, Rinna has done these things. But what we have to also keep in mind, yes, it's never okay to smash a glass. Rinna was being provoked in that moment with Kim.
I know. And that's the beauty of editing.
Right. Yeah. But Kathy was not being provoked by the women. Right. Nobody was coming after Kathy's husband.
It's just freaking messy. And I think that you're going to have people split 50-50.
Yeah. I mean,
Kathy kept it cool. And that's something that I'm trying to learn to do. And it's not in my nature. Like, if I get mad, I blow up and I will scream, I will yell. And then your message doesn't come across well. And then you just like the crazy asshole that is going after somebody when you actually have a good message.
Yeah.
But if you do it, like, Kathy was very calm and very cool. And
she just like gave the look, like, make it stop.
Kyle.
But I mean, it was a hard scene to watch all in all.
There's a lot of fan thoughts though here.
Oh, hold on. We missed a scene.
We did.
Yeah. But we can just go through it quickly. A scene that wasn't hard to watch that I actually enjoyed watching was the scene between Sutton and Erica where they had Popeyes and iced tea.
Okay. I was dead that she had her fine china out and she bought Popeyes, which by the way, looked amazing.
It's so good. I've been wanting a biscuit ever since.
Oh, biscuits are my favorite.
Then they showed the season finale, which there's a Birkin party. And then Rinna starts telling Garcelle, and then this is where you see that this is start. Now you see Kyle has come to the place of protecting Kathy and her hurt, you know, like she's putting aside her hurt. In my opinion, I'm just by watching, Kyle's uncomfortable, like that the girls are talking about it. And then they say every detail's leaked to the press. And then Crystal says, what is the motive?
Who leaks it?
So I don't know. We got to stay tuned.
Do you think they're going to tell us who's leaking it to the press?
I don't know. But I do know that we saw Lene at the Pretty Mess party.
Bum, bum, bum. Ooh. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, I don't know if that's... I'm just speculating when I saw her because...
Well, of course.
But we saw our girl, Lene, like, we really give her a lot of shout outs.
Yeah. Maybe we need to have her on the pod.
Fan thoughts are pretty much what we've already said. I feel like we've talked this all through.
It's pretty much all we talked about.
We've pretty much talked it through. I think.
Well, some people have a split. Some people are saying that Kathy is very calculated. And then other people were, I was pleasantly surprised that Kathy's owning her shit.
Yeah. So. And then there's the people saying Kyle needs to stand up for Kathy when Lisa is treating her family that way. I think, yes, 1,000,000%, you want to protect your family. But once you go on to a show, there's only so much you can protect someone.
Yeah.
When people are involved, you can't.
I would only so- never want a best friend or a family member to come onto the show with me. I just wouldn't. It's just, it'd be too hard to navigate.
Yeah, because you can't, it's impossible. You have, you're not in charge of editing. You're not in charge of what each other says to other women. So there's only so much you can do.
And you definitely call out people more than you would do in your everyday life. So if your sister or cousin or best friend was doing something, you had to call them. That would be hard. It could be a relationship killer.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next person says, does Kathy have that much power in BH, Team Rinna? I mean, I think ultimately if I was going to have somebody mad at me, the easier person to have mad at you is Rinna than Kathy, because Kathy comes with more family that have clout. Yep. But I mean,
she comes from, a pretty powerful family. So I don't know.
But that is that. I feel like we should wrap for today and come back and we'll recap Salt Lake City tomorrow.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.